They covered the short distance through the green park blanketing the campus quad to the Edgerton Science Center in silence in under 5 minutes. Cassandra barely noticed the landscape trees and shrubs that had begun changing colors into soft oranges and reds. Instead, bracing her uneasy stomach for the coming trial. Two campus security cars were pulled off the drive, and an officer wearing a Morton security baseball cap stood with campus security director Andy Summers, blocking the outside staircase. More baby-faced than his job title implied, Summers' calm presence was a welcome sight. Nearby, in a small huddle of students, a guy wearing a ripped hoodie held up his phone and snapped a photo of the scene. Dr. Nielsen marched over to the stairs and addressed Summers.
What happened? Do these students need to be so close? Let's get some people to back them up.
Raising his hands, Nielsen faced the students and told Hoodie to put away his phone.
Let's give the law enforcement some space, folks. Why don't you back up to there?
He pointed to the media building about 20 feet farther away, and the students reluctantly shuffled over. Cassandra made eye contact with Andy Summers and gave a slight nod, but said nothing. She knew they'd talk later and didn't want to interfere with his work. Cassandra had seen her share of students with mental health problems, bad grades or family illnesses and deaths, but she'd never dealt with anything like this. Her heart thumped a rapid beat while her mind tried to absorb the growing alarm and activity. Summers reported to Cassandra and Nielsen.
Students were playing frisbee golf and came upon this guy. They said they haven't moved him. We got here about 10 minutes ago. The county sheriff's office has sent someone out, but it could take 30 minutes before they arrive. Don't touch anything.